Oh, I don't know whether you know the father of this house and ministry, and you love him. Put your hands together, celebrate this great and anointed wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Please take your seat. We thank God for our father, Bishop Doug, who has made all this possible. In Genesis chapter 12, God called Abraham and said that I'm going to bless you, and I will bless anyone who blesses you. In other words, anyone who connects properly to you, I'm going to bless that person. And anyone who disconnects, I'll also disconnect from the person. In other words, I'll curse those who curse you also. And I believe that our father, Bishop Doug, is one person that God has called, not just for UD or First Love, but he's a man that God has anointed for the churches in the world today, carrying so great anointing. And we are privileged and blessed to be sons and daughters of this great anointing. Let's celebrate him one more time. Hallelujah. Amen. I've started preaching, so everything is all part of the preaching, so I'm going to preach for a short time. And I want to thank God for Bishop Patrick. Let me finish. Then you. Sometimes when you clap half. I want you to clap fully, so wait. Hallelujah. This month is exactly 30 years ago. My biological father died in May. I just finished school, and I was sent to the north, not knowing how life is going to be. A young man, you know, you can be born again, but you can be also be doing things in the world. And as a young man who is not married, my residence, I was on the second floor, and there's a balcony that looks at the entrance of the NTC. Are you listening? Yeah, but I met Bishop Patrick. I was in the lab working, and he came to look for me that he's coming to start the church. And so he came looking for me. I said, well, if you have come, at that time when he speak, I couldn't hear because he had come from nowhere, not long. Yes. And he speaks very far. When he's speaking, I... Yes. Now, ice was too much. Yeah. And he found me. And I'm very blessed. I mean, every season of my life, if I'm here as a bishop, it is through his work. And then Lady Episcopal Sister Joy, yes, will come for Tuesday service. And when we close, we are now going to his house to go and be there till the next morning. You go from there to work. Yeah, and when you are sleeping, you'll be giving coffee to drink to stay awake. I mean, we heard messages, we were taught everything, and they left a very great work in the north. If people say that, oh, I'm in the north doing something, it is because of the work that they did. And I want us to recognize that and celebrate them. Hallelujah. Oh, do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Hallelujah. And what I want to say is that sometimes you may be with somebody and you don't know. Please sit down. I'm preaching also. Yes. You don't know what you have. You don't know what you have. In 1 Kings chapter 17, the widow had stayed with Elijah for many, many years. Elijah has prophesied over her life. There was a famine 3.5 years. And this woman had been eating every day. But one day, her son, are you listening? Her son died or had a problem. This. And then, in fact, the son died. And then the woman went to blame Elijah. Are you listening? Yeah, Elijah well prayed, and the son came to back to life. And I think in verse 23, the woman said that, I now know. Are you listening? Throughout the farming season, when everybody is dying, no food, nothing, you were having food. Your oil and your flour was multiplying every day. Are you listening? But so sometimes you can be with somebody and you forget, I the blessing that is in your midst, and you take it for granted. It was when the son was brought back to life, then he came back to herself and said, I now know that the word that is in you, I now know that. What does he say? He said that. Then the woman said, Elijah, now by this, at the same time you are waiting for an incident before you recognize the kind of blessing that is in your midst. But I pray that you will not come to that point. Are you listening? That something should happen. You want to see a big miracle. Every day is a blessing. And you need to take it and appreciate and honor him whilst he's in our midst. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? Don't wait and say that, I now know that thou art a man of God and that the word of the Lord is in thy mouth. Hallelujah. So Bishop Patrick, want to celebrate you one more time. We appreciate the grace of God in your life. Hallelujah. And ES Joy, Episcopal Sister Joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's been 30 years I'm in Tamale, but anytime I'm confused, you know, the Bible says in the book of Daniel, it said that there's a man in thy kingdom. He disperses doubt and disperses confusion. When I'm confused, I don't know what to do, then I'll call him. Yeah, even parenting. I've not had a child before. Yeah. And one day, I told him I was entering into a contest. Do you know the contest? My baby boy has grown teeth and he's been biting the mother's nipple like sausages. So I felt that it was time to take over my tent. And I want to tell him that I think it's time to possess what was my possession. Please sit down, sit down. I don't know why some people are laughing. So, yeah, it was time to take over. When I went, he's giving me so many advice, but when I went, he told me something. He said, Kweku. I said, yes, Pastor, by then. He said, don't start a fight that you cannot win. Do you understand? He said, when you start, make sure you win. If I said, don't start a fight with a child that you cannot win. And I tell you, it was a fight. The first 2-3 nights, hey, these people be crying. And I said, listen, I won't give it to you. I said, but he has to give up. So thank you for the many advice. Hallelujah. Teaching me to drive long distances. Amen. I drive from Tamale to Bamako and back because he had trained me to drive long distances. One time we drove from Tamale to Akosombo and back the same day. Yes. And we don't eat much. Yes. Our body is special. Amen. Father, thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what we are witnessing here today. Oh, we have come this far. We are seeing all this. And we can also very say clearly that, Lord, this is the work of your hand. It is the Lord's doing. And we are grateful and we are honored. Thank you for the wisdom that you gave our father, Bishop Dad, to build this place. Thank you for bringing Bishop Patrick here. Thank you for the church. Thank you for our new service. It is the beginning of a great river that is going to flow to many, many, many places, and many shall come to drink from it. Thank you for all that are here this morning to witness this great service. We pray and ask that your mighty Holy Spirit will take absolute control. Touch every heart here, Lord. Transform us, Lord. And Lord, set us, Lord, on the path that you are giving us as a church, Lord. We honor you and bless you. Commit myself into your hands. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you speak through me, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. And let everybody say, Amen. Amen. Well, today is a very special day. Hallelujah. In fact, I wasn't expecting myself to be here. Yeah. And things didn't seem like I was going to be here. So my bishop said, you must come. And when your father said, you must come, you say, yes, dad. Hallelujah. So I'm here. And I just want to share something briefly for just 15 minutes from our father's book, Why Few Are Chosen. Hallelujah. Never take it for granted that, oh, it's an opening ceremony or opening service. Maybe you live in the area and some people came to you and came to invite you and you have come here. You are just coming to see how the place is. It is never a mistake. Hallelujah. Amen. Some things look like a coincidence, but God is beginning something great in your life and in my life. If you read Exodus chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says that a man of the tribe of Levi just went out and she just met a daughter of Levi. Do you see? It's like a sheer coincidence, like a boy has met a girl by the roadside. What's the name of the area here? Yeah, Apomasi. Just a boy from Apomasi met a girl from Apomasi. Are you listening? Yeah. And then when they met, they married, and then knock and knock, the woman conceived and gave birth. But that was the beginning of the life of Moses. Yeah, it looks like a coincidence. The mother and father had just met, they have just had a wedding, but it is never a coincidence. And so I want you to understand that if you are here, God has ordered your step to this place. Yeah. Hallelujah. And there is a reason. There's a reason and a purpose for which God brought you here. And I'm just going to read, because what I'm reading, what I'm sharing is that God has selected you to be among the few people that God is going to use to be a light. When Bishop came up, he said that we have not just built a church here to just come and enjoy here. We have come here to be a light. Are you listening? To be a light in the area. And I believe that every single person here is going to shine brighter and brighter. Amen. I say every single person here is going to shine brighter and brighter. Amen. Old and young. We are going to be a shining light in the area and beyond. Hallelujah. Amen. And you have been selected to be among the people that are going to do this great work. Amen. Turn your Bible. I'm going to read a long passage of scripture from John chapter 19 and verse 11. The Bible says that, I think the scripture will speak for itself. So when I finish reading, then we'll just pray and go. It says that, and as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was now to Jerusalem. And because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear, he said, therefore, a certain noble went out into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to rule over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well done, good servant. Because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise unto him, but be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I fear thee, because thou art an austere man, and takest it up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then givest not thou my money unto the bank, that at my coming I may
I have required my own with usury. That's interest. And he said, unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it unto him that had 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say unto you that unto everyone which has shall be given, and from him that has not, even that he has shall be taken from him. But those my enemies, which would not, that I should reign over them, bring them hither and slay them before me. Amen. Hallelujah. I think we can close. Amen. Yeah, we just read a scripture that Jesus gave us. These are the words of Jesus. And the nobleman that we see them is himself. I listen, is himself. And the Bible says that, he has a kingdom. The world is the Lord's. The church is the Lord's. Are you listening? Yeah, but when you read this passage, you see that there are two kinds of people that the Bible is talking about. It's talking about the servants of the man, and it's talking about citizens, his citizens. Both are under him. Can I calm down? Is it okay for you, bro? I can't, because I want to walk. Can I? Beautiful. Thank you for permitting me. Hallelujah. Yeah, I want you to listen carefully. We are talking about, because you are among the few people that have been chosen. Are you listening? Now, the Bible says that he called his 10 servants and he gave them a talent each. Do you see? In the same place were citizens. And the Bible says that the citizens, the servants were people who have decided to work for the Lord. Do you see? And I believe everybody here, it is not a mistake that you have been brought here. You have been brought here to work for the Lord. Yeah, you may come to church for various reasons. I went to church, became committed, not because I want to work for the Lord, but my wife was in the church by then. Do you understand? And my roommate, he's passed and gone to be with the Lord, Reverend Alessan Kama. He told me, he advised me that if I want a girl, I have to be very serious. So I became very serious and even joined prayer ministry. Yeah. That's the only way. Do you see? So I became serious in church, not because I love God, but I loved a girl in the house of God. Do you see? And God arrested my heart. Anyway, God didn't deny me. I married her and I'm very happy. Are you here? Yeah. So you may have come here for various, maybe your friends are here. Are you listening? Or your schoolmate, somebody invited you, but there is a reason and a purpose for which God brought you. Are you listening? Yes. And this morning, you can either be a servant and join, because there's a purpose for which God has planted this church here. It is not to add to the beautification of this place. God has brought this church here to be a light, to be a place where people will run to. People who are in trouble, people who don't know their left from their right. People will come to the salvation knowledge of the Lord. And God has placed us here to become servants who will go out there. Everybody sitting here has a gift. Everybody sitting here has something that he's going to use to contribute to this work that God has given this church. Hallelujah. When you read the account in Matthew 25 verse 14, the Bible says, he gave every man, according to their several ability. Some had 5, some had 2, some had, but nobody had 0. Nobody had 0. So everybody here, there is a reason and there is a purpose for which you are sitting here listening to me. And I came to tell you that we better take that in. Some of us have been very, audacious for the Lord, done things maybe when you were a bit younger or something. But it is not time to stop. It is even time to run faster. It is time to, press on. You prayed before, there's a need to pray more. You've witnessed before, there's a need to do it more. This is not the time to slow down. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that
The master said, occupy. Occupy means work. Hallelujah. Don't worry. I'm sweating on this thing so that we see that the power is not working properly. So that will... Hallelujah. Yeah. Everybody here. There is something for you to do. Are you listening? There's something for you to do. And you see, if you don't do it, God will still go ahead and do it. But I pray that you will not join the citizens. They are all people. There can even be people in the church like this. We can have citizens and workers or servants. But I pray that you will not be a citizen. You will not just be a church member. Don't say you are a member of this church when you don't do anything. Because those who were citizens, the reason why they were citizens and not servants, go back to the scripture that we're reading. The Bible said that they have said that we don't want this man to rule over. We don't want to have this man rule over us. Can you find the scripture over me? He said, but his citizens, not some people on their own. These are the man's citizens. These are the man's people. But they said that we don't want, they sent a message after they said that we will not have this man to reign over us. So you can be in church, but you not allow the church to enter you. You can be in church. When we say we are going for outreach, you not allow that because you have your own agenda. You become a citizen in a church. You become a citizen in a church. And when you become a citizen, what you are saying is, you see, some people will be there saying that, I don't want to do too much church. What you are saying is that I don't want the things of God to guide me. I don't want God to control me too much. But if God doesn't control you, if God doesn't, even serving the Lord and not serving him with gladness and joyfulness. Deuteronomy 28. There's a scripture somewhere in the middle there. Because thou dare not serve the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness. I listen. Even you are serving, no, but as you are serving, we are working too much. We can never work too much. Listen, if God leaves us alone, everybody here, I've been a weed smoker before. Don't look at me too much. Yeah. I've been a weed smoker. I know what I could do. A lot of things, if my mother here, she will collapse. Because this is her last baby boy, angel face. Don't be deceived by the face. Don't be deceived by the face. If God has not met me, I have friends today. Yeah. One brother, he looks like a madman. Because he has smoked this thing. Nah, he was the one who told me. We went to smoke, and then one of the guys, man, he went to me and was talking by heart. So I came to tell our trainer that, look, the thing, I hear that makes people crazy. But look, Yima is talking by heart in the house. Then he told me that, oh, no, any fearful. Then he asked me to look at him, and I looked at him in the eyes. I said, my brother, say, baby. Then he told me he has done it for 12 years. You have a good message. Somebody, you see, the Bible said they overcame by the word of their testimony. When he told me that, we continued because, yes, 12 years and he's looking okay. Even though now he's looking, it's coming, small. The thing is coming. Are you listening? Yeah, if you for no fear, no more starting. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying, that anybody, we have the potential. Never feel that you are a holy person. I mean, like you are wearing cross or whatever. It is not like that. It is not like that. Something is keeping us. Something is holding us back. Something is preventing us. And it can only be the hand of God. So if you are here, allow him to rule over you. Put our scripture back. They sent a message after him that will not have this man to reign over us. So when you don't get involved in the things of the church, you are saying that I will not have these church things reign over me. And the church is not Bishop Patrick. The church is not Bishop Doug. Are you listening to me? The church is God Almighty. We are mere servants. Mere servants that have been called. And therefore, you must decide today to be among the few people. Look, a whole city, kingdom, only 10 people. Only 10 people. Are you listening to me?
only 10 people. The host, the rest, they said that will know. And that is how it is. As we were coming, I saw people going to the market. Some were preparing to go and sell and all that. A lot of people. But you see, you are fortunate that God has called you to be here. And my prayer, if you don't get anything this morning, I pray that you will convert from being a citizen to become a servant. Because God is about to begin something. I say he's about to begin something. Are you listening? Yes. Yes. All of us are looking for money. Or is somebody here who is not? Yes. Yes. When we finished school, I was the only one who was sent to the north. As if I've done something. Yeah. I told you I joined prayer ministry. Yeah. Every time I go for all night, I sleep. Gabby, come. My pastor, Reverend Vanderpoel, Mr. Vanderpoel's husband, he was my shepherd. You do know sleeping and walking. I'll be my shepherd. Be praying, then I'll be dozing. Because when you leave me, I'll just go and lie on the pew and sleep. The only time I went for an honor that I didn't sleep was when they posted me to Tamale. Bishop, hey, I didn't know that I could pray from 9 to 4 a.m. without sitting, without doing anything. Hey, come and see me. Yeah. And I this is already changed. I pray that. Then when we finish, we form a circle. They say if anybody has a problem, that he wants us to join together. Because the Bible says that, if two shall come together and agree. So I just went into the circle like that. And I was standing there waiting for them. Then two people joined me. Then our leader came. What's your problem? As soon as I said, I've been posted to Tamale. But they should pray that those who posted me, their mind will change and retain me. He just did like this and pushed me back. That they want people to go to the north. God is sending me. I said, I almost left the church. Because I was looking for money. And I was working 24 hours old. Yes. My official work, I'm a lab person. Yeah, I was trained as a lab technician. My official work was Kolebu Blood Bank. From 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's the time. Then when I close, I pass the house, bath, change. I had a briefcase. You don't know what, when people are holding briefcase, don't be impressed. Hairbrush, toothbrush, Pepsodent. Yes, yes. In my briefcase. Yeah, I bought it from Lava. It's called President. When you hairbrush, toothbrush, yeah, toothpaste. Yes. When I from Kolebu Blood Bank, then I go to Trust Hospital. We start night work at 10 p.m. Yes. 10 p.m. to 6, 7 a.m. Alone, the whole hospital. Then from there, I will go to town, Accra Central. One of our former health ministers, Brookman Emisa, her clinic. I was the lab man there. Yeah, from 7:30 to 1:30. Then I pick, it's around Bank of Ghana, just from there to Kolebu, like that. I was looking for money. Yes. Are you listening? Yes. I'm trying to show you something. So, church was out. It's like, Charlie. We are finished. We are looking for money. I wasn't sleeping in a bath once in 24 hours. Don't look at me. Yeah. I was not going to come here. And then Tamale, there was nothing like that. I was going to be the first person to start a lab. In fact, I went to rent a place. I was gathering my things. I came to tell Bishop Patrick. He said, I should wait. Hey, wait. Okay, I waited 1 month. 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. I rather no, he was not going to say yes, so I just have to abandon my project. But you see, I'm saying it to say that, you see, God wanted me to be a servant and not just to be a citizen. Because, you see, when you read the passage, you see that one person came and said that, what the work that you gave me and I did it, I've gained 10 pounds. Are you listening? And he said that now, don't be a ruler of 10 cities. God wants to give you cities to rule.
God wants to give you money that you cannot handle. God wants to. The person who didn't want to come to Tamale, I hope the person has changed her mind or his mind. Eh. You've gone there before, but you can come again. No, do you know that it's one of the richest places in Ghana? Yeah. It's not in the NGOs, they are deceiving you. There's money up there, I'm telling you. I'm from there, and I'm telling you. Yeah, you better come. I listen. No, I'm saying this because, you see, what was I looking for money for? Money to build a house, money to drive, money to, I mean, make life comfortable. Yes. I come from a poor place. So it's like when you've tasted poverty, you don't want to. So as I got these three locums, your pocket is full. You see, but God wanted to bless me. Are you listening? Yes. God wanted to make me a ruler over a whole place. At a point, prophet made me to oversee the whole of the north, Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, and Chad. I mean, God wants to make you a ruler of such places. But you see, you want to do locum from one clinic to another clinic to another clinic. You are looking for money, but I'm telling you, money, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, the Bible says that it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee power. There's a certain power. People go for sikedro. Go to has a sikedro. It is he who gives you power to make. There's a power. So I pray that you move from being just an ordinary church member from today. As we start this service, have the mind that we are going to work. We are going to become servants. We are going to serve. And as we serve, the Lord is going to bless us. I've driven 7 cars in my life. Yes. 7 cars. Ask me, which one did I buy? Including Suburbans. Ask me, which one did I buy? My first car was a gift from him. The only thing I could buy was a bicycle. Mountain bike, red, gold, green. Yes. She knows about it. That's the only thing that I bought. From there, I graduated to a moto. The moto was her mother's motorbike. You see me, one child sitting in front, one child sitting, then the one in front, you have to hold by with your, and then your one hand riding on the highway. Then the one behind is asleep, so you have to be talking. Hey, as you are riding, you are talking to them, not to. I'm telling you. Yeah. Before the person does and falls off. I'm saying this, listen to me. No matter who you are, no matter how low you are, God is going to lift you from that place. And listen, as you become a servant, and you see, it's only few people because it doesn't look promising. As I was sent to Tamale, can you, 30, today when you drive on a good road. To go there 30 years ago, there was no, it would take you 6 hours from Tamale to Borga. Yes. It's not potholes, manholes. Do you see? And when you travel from Tamale to Yendi, by the time you get to the end, you become like a yam that has been uprooted fresh. I'm telling you. Do you see? Yeah. But as Bishop Patrick came, let's work. When he came, he said he's come to start church. I was looking at him. I said, look, me have an agenda here. Oh. Do you see? But I thank God that putting my hand to the plow, today I can't say I'm a poor man. Oh, I say to the glory of God. No. I'm not. By the grace of God, I eat well. Body nininyam edwania here, that's all. Are you listening to me? So I pray that every single person, yeah, we are starting, and I believe that God is giving us a message. Decide that you are going to be part of the workforce. Don't just be a citizen. Don't just be a church member. Don't just be somebody. There's something that you can do. There's everybody here. And I believe that moving from here, God is going to give everybody something to do. Every single one of the servants who did something was rewarded. And you are going to be rewarded. I say you are going to be rewarded. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah. Now, there are people also who become servants
but they don't also work. Shepherds who don't work. Because one of the servants, you have decided to move from just being a citizen to become a shepherd. But now, you have also kept your talent in a napkin. So if you are come to help, please help well. Let your help be felt. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Because what is going to happen is that when the master looked at him and realized that, you didn't even interest, then what he had was taken from him. Are you listening? I feel that there's somebody in our midst. You used to do things for the Lord, but somehow you have grown cold. And you are getting colder and colder. In fact, today, just by grace that you are here, but I feel the Lord telling that, look, I can revive you again. Something's hair grew back. It is time to come back. God is reminding you the dreams that he gave you. Are you listening to me? He gave you dreams. You started and along the line, you dropped, but take it up again. Because that is the road that God has set you on. Any other road will lead to disaster. The Bible says there's a road that seemed right unto the man, but the end thereof, hallelujah. So I pray that you align yourself, align your heart, join whatever is going on, because God has a plan for you. There is a reason. If I knew that going to Tamale, I'll become great there. I wouldn't have finished school. I would have gone there. Are you listening? Yeah, earlier. Are you listening? But I believe that God is choosing you. You are among the few people that God is choosing in the whole of Kumasi to be part of a new thing that he's starting here. Are you listening? Yeah. And you see, Bishop didn't tell you. When he came the first year, it was Christmas. He went to Accra and came back so that we'll have Christmas service for the whole church. Ask me how many people came to church. We were two. He was looking at me and I was looking at him. And I said, hey, that's the church service. Two people. He was the pastor and I was the congregation. Yeah, two people. So for two. I don't know how he felt. I was naive then. I was like, Charlie, now I'm sorry, go for my problem. Hey, no one asked him. I didn't sympathize with him at all. I said, actually, the people didn't come. So we were talking, and when we were about to go, then we saw some two ladies coming. The church was upstairs. We thought they were coming to visit some people at the NTC. So we were there, then they came up. They said, oh, they are coming from Accra. And they heard that Lighthouse has opened here. So they are coming to church. And then Bishop looked at them and said, this is the church. I listen. I mean, today, the church has spread all over the north. Are you listening? Yes. And that is how God is going to make your life. I said, that is how God is going to make your life. Every single person here, amen. It will look as if you have lost something. I lost all the local money that I was getting. But ask me, I have classmates. Some are outside the country. When we meet, are you listening? Even my face, do you see? As if they are my uncles. Are you listening? Yes. God will make you look young. Yes. I'm a young man. Only that I won't tell you my age. Are you listening? Hallelujah. But I feel that God is telling us that I've brought you here for a purpose. And the reason I've brought you here is that I don't want you. Maybe you even go to church before. You've gone to church before. But you see, you've been a church member, like a citizen, a member. But move from being a member to become a servant. To become a servant. Only few, 10 people. 10 people out of the kingdom. 10 people. And the reason is that the others have said that we don't want you to control us. Don't control us. I want to control my life. I want to come when I want. I want to do something when I want. But decide that, God, I leave my life in your hands. And I believe that God is going to take this church forward. I said, it's going to take this church forward. Hallelujah. Already, I can sense in my spirit that, look, we have to make arrangements for multiple services. Hallelujah. And many of us here are going to become pastors and shepherds in the name of Jesus. Yes. We are going to park from the roadside. Are you listening? Yes. Our car park is too small. Everywhere. Are you listening? Yes.
many years ago, there were three things in our church: a bicycle, a motorbike, and then a VW van. You see, the VW van was Bishop Patrick's van. Then the motorbike was a photographer that we have called Eric. Then the bicycle was, I was the proud owner of the bicycle. I listen. Yes. I mean, today when the church meets, you see the cars. Can you imagine 30 years? Children who are babies have grown up. I listen. Yes. And so I believe that there's a great potential. Not that it's a great work that we are privileged to be part, to see the beginning. And I'm telling you, I mean, can you imagine a church, two people on a Christmas day? Today, buildings all over, 420 buildings. Just as God has started a new thing here, He will begin a new thing in your life. I say, He will begin a new thing in your life. And I want us to pray that, Lord, thank you for what you are doing here. We want to pray that, God, help us to become part of this great work that you have begun here. Lord, yes, I've been going to church, but Lord, today I'm changing from just being a member of the church. I want to become a worker in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you just pray and rededicate your heart unto the Lord? Somebody here, you have to rededicate your life and commitment to the Lord. You want to say, Lord, today I rededicate my life to you. I commit myself to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lift up your voice. I don't want to just be a church member. Lord, I'm moving from being a church member to a citizen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, if you want to choose some few people, Lord, choose me, Lord. Let me be among the chosen, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Take over my heart, Lord. Take over my heart, Lord. Take over my heart, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mantoya kabaria ndara baba ndara baba baba. Iyenelelelele bositaria ndara baba. Oh, iyenelelele ndara baba. Young and old, young and old, rededicate your life and say, Lord, Lord, if you can use anything, Lord, use me, oh God. Let me be a part, oh God, of this great movement that you have started, Lord. The Grace Cathedral, Lord. I don't want to just attend. I want to be a participant, oh God. I want to be somebody, Lord, that you are using, Lord. Use me, oh God. Use me, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, mandolo bodi anda la ba la ba la ba. Mama di ande de bodi anda la ba ba. Yelelelele bodi anda la mama. Go bodi anda la ba ba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, pour your spirit, Lord, upon this place, oh God. May we be a shining light, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, arrest our hearts, oh God. Take us, Lord. Use us for your glory, oh God. May we be a shining light, oh God. May we be the salt of this area, Lord, and beyond, oh God. May life be transformed, oh God. May life be transformed, oh God. May the unbeliever run to this place. The drunkards, Lord, the prostitute, whoever they are, Lord, let them run into this place, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, because your presence is here, because your presence is here, because your power is here. Oh, yes, Lord, you built this building for one reason, and it's for the saving of souls. I pray, Lord, we who you have called into this building, may we be servants that you will send out there to bring them, Lord, from far and near, Lord. Anoint us, Lord, anoint us, Lord, to become your real servants, Lord. Faithful servants, Lord. Faithful servants, Lord. Faithful servants, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you all the glory. Close your eyes with me. Just as today is the beginning of many, many great services, revivals that are going to take place in this place, there's somebody here also. Today must be the first day that you take a step and surrender your life to the Lord. And I want to pray with you. I believe it's a good time. It's a new day, a new service, and then a new day for you also.
every head bowed, every eye closed. You came with your friends. It doesn't matter who you are. God wants to transform you. He wants to call. He wants to turn your life around. If he can turn a weed smoker into a preacher, he can do greater things in your life. Maybe you are looking at yourself and you find yourself in certain situations that you don't feel that, I mean, you can ever come out. Today is your day of salvation. There's power here to break every chain and every yoke, whatever. It doesn't matter how far you have gone from the Lord. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Whatever punishment, whatever curse, the blood is speaking forgiveness. The blood is speaking mercy. And I want you to run to it. Close your eyes with me. You are here. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want Jesus to take over my life from today. I want to begin a new walk with him. Just lift up your right hand quickly. Lift it up high. Lift it up high. Let it go up high. God bless you. Let it go. God bless you. Lift it. Don't feel shy. Lift it up high. I did this one many years ago, and today I'm not the same. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. I see your hand at the back there. God bless you. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. If your hand is lifted, can you come to me? I'm coming to meet you. Just come. Leave your seat and come. Come. Come and let's pray. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them, Lord. Clap for them as they come.
Savior, I surrender.
There's one more person I'm waiting.
I surrender.
You are wondering, should I come? Should I not come? Leave your seat and come. Today is your day.
I surrender.
One more person. One more person. Come, come, come. Today is your day. Pray this prayer after me if you are here, standing in front. And the whole church can join us as we pray. Say, Heavenly Father, this morning I surrender my life to you. Have mercy on me and forgive me all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Today, I open my heart and receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Please write my name in your book of life. I thank you for saving me. Thank you for making me your child. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I pray for all these lovely people this morning as you have called them. Nobody can come to you except you draw that person. And you have not brought them here to disgrace them or to shame them, but to establish them as pillars in your house and to bless them to be a blessing. I pray and commit them into your hands, sweet Holy Spirit, that you keep them by yourself. And Lord, lift them up and bless them. Let them be a sign and a wonder and a testimony to all who know them. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Where do they go? Look at our brother in the wonderful blue suit. Just follow him. We'll talk to you.